RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And they snap it instead on third down and goal. Wide open, McCaffrey gets it instead.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
All right, hour number two on The Score. That was just a small taste of the challenges that the Bears are going to have on Sunday Night Football. That highly courtesy of ESPN. The 49ers beat up badly the Indianapolis Colts. Now the 49ers won five in a row. They're 11-4, no worries. The Bears also 11-4, albeit on a two-game winning streak. Let's dive into this game. A guy I've been a fan of for a long time. He is Dieter Kurtenbach of the San Jose Mercury News. Dieter, you'd think if I'd say I was a fan of yours, I'd be able to get your name right.
No, it's okay. People only refer to me by Dieter, or in the Bay Area, it's a lot of names that I can't say on the radio.
Right. Or the tall guy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, technically true. Probably spiritually incorrect, but here we go.
Yeah. Are you 6'8"? I think you're 6'8", right?
6'8". Depends on the day. You get me some nice basketball shoes, who knows where we can go.
I just had a big birthday yesterday. I certainly am not as tall as I once was. Dieter, let's begin with the big question at hand. Is George Kittle going to play on Sunday night? What's your guess there?
My guess would be no. I don't think that they have any desire to rule him out anytime soon, if nothing else for gamesmanship. But the fact that he hasn't practiced and the Niners are barely practicing is not a great sign. I don't think long term it's an issue. So if these two teams do meet again in the playoffs, I don't think George Kittle is going to be absent for that game. But it's a mid to low ankle sprain. It took him out pretty good. Monday Night Football, short week. I can't imagine that he does. And if he does, there's a level of limitation there where we get into the question, is it even worth having him out there?
Any other 49ers Kyle Shanahan would like to rest on Sunday night?
I think he'd like to rest all of them. I don't think that they're in a position. It's so strange, this 49ers team. Everything has gone wrong for them in so many ways, except for the old winning and losing, which is the only thing that really matters. I mean, they're down Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and their first round pick, Mykel Williams, who was immense in their run defense. And last week they don't have Ricky Pearsall, and they've had to play musical chairs at linebacker. And oh yeah, they just had to play Mac Jones for six games in the middle of the year. And then a little stint before and after Brock Purdy came back. It was just an absolute mess of a season. And yet, they can't rest anybody. They can't take her easy until the playoffs, because if they win their next two games, they're the one seed in an NFC where no one wants to separate themselves.
Yeah, no doubt. So, Dieter, is this the most difficult draw this weekend, the Bears getting the 49ers, or do we have to rethink that if there is no George Kittle?
I do think you have to rethink it a little bit. He is a foundational piece to the 49ers offense. That said, the 49ers offense is so damn good right now that they have a lot of room for error, right? Like, they can lose a George Kittle, who is so immense, obviously, as a pass catcher. We all see that. Everyone knows who they played in fantasy with George Kittle, came back and started going off for 100-something yards and a touchdown or two a game again. But in the run game, he operates as a third tackle. And he, in fact, there are times when he looks better than their right tackle, who's damn good. So not having him for that and the flexibility that he provides as an elite pass catcher and an elite blocker, what he does to defenses and making them guess, hitting, you know, putting them in conflict in ways that very few other players at any position in the NFL can, it's huge. But if you get Ricky Pearsall back, who is an elite man-to-man beater on the outside, up there with the best of the best, like an Amon-Ra St. Brown, or name your pick of the litter of NFL wide receivers right now. He does that against man coverage in terms of getting open and creating separation. That then gives the Niners an advantage that they didn't have against Indianapolis. So they've obviously figured out ways to win games without Kittle. They did that the first part of this season. Kittle got injured in week one and didn't come back for 5 weeks. Mac Jones was the quarterback for all but one of those games, but they found ways to win there. They have found ways to get around, you know, not so great Christian McCaffrey performances in terms of the run game. Now he's really come on strong. This offensive line looks like it's congealed in a really positive way. Trent Williams is having his best month of the year and his best month in a long time, which is a scary proposition for any defense. They find ways. They find ways, and there is so much talent on this offense that losing Kittle would normally, for any other team, it would feel like that's a death knell and they can possibly put more than 21 on the board. I still think they can put 30, even 40 on the board without George Kittle.
I'm Judson Richards with you on 6-7 The Score. He is Dieter Kurtenbach there in the Bay Area covering the 49ers for the San Jose Mercury News. Dieter, you know, I think this Kyle Shanahan, the old offense of Kyle Shanahan, I think, certainly will recognize this offense of the Chicago Bears. How has Kyle kind of revolutionized or continued to change the way that he operates an offense?
I was legitimately in awe of how good Kyle's game plans and the execution, obviously, of the offense has been over the last two games. Now, it was Tennessee and Indianapolis. We're not going to pretend as if that's the cream of the crop. But, you know, they did a number on Cleveland before their bye week back in week 13. Cleveland's defense is still pretty good. And you saw what the Bears were able to do to them, even with some quality players on that Cleveland defense. I mean, first off, we just have unbelievable play callers in this game. But what Kyle's done the last 2 weeks has leaned into the classic Shanahan offense. It doesn't look the same. It's not as much under center as it used to be. Not as much a clear play action boot as it used to be. But it utilizes a fullback. And he's putting that fullback, Kyle Juszczyk, in really interesting spots in the formation and putting him in motion as a lead blocker or sometimes not. And then he's leaking it into the second, third level and he's wide open. And they're using tight splits like nobody's business again. And if I had to define kind of the classic going back 10 years, 15 years Shanahan offense, it's 21 personnel, so two running backs. And a fullback and a running back specifically, one tight end and tight splits with the wide receivers, very narrow formations. And then, of course, a lot of motion. And this is just an incredible evolution to where in 2025 you have 21 personnel, but it looks like 12 personnel and you're using motion, but you're doing it with a fullback. And these tight splits are used not just as insert blockers and helping out in the run game, but also to create leverage advantages for receivers that really don't even need them to get open. But, you know, like guys like Juwan Jennings are going off. Kendrick Bourne, who they signed off the street, had a nice game. Kyle is really in his bag right now. You can't do it without a quarterback who's operating at an exceptionally high level. And that's what Brock Purdy is doing. But Kyle is feeling himself a little bit here now. And he goes up. I know that it's not offense versus offense, but he's going up against a worthy adversary if there ever was one in Ben Johnson.
Yeah, and Ben Johnson did admit this week that even if they're not playing the 49ers or hadn't played the 49ers, you're still turning on the 49ers film, you know, to see what Kyle Shanahan is doing. By the way, you know, Dieter, the Bears defense is not good. They are great at one thing, and they are great at taking away the football. Will Brock Purdy give them an opportunity to be opportunistic in this one?
He will always give you an opportunity. He's a swashbuckler. I think people view Brock Purdy as this little plucky kid. You know, he went to Iowa State. He's from Arizona, so it's hard to say some Midwestern kid, but spent enough time. Maybe he gets the crown there as a Midwestern kid, and we all know how important that is to to when we give out the resume.
Yes.
But it is he watched a lot of Marino. His dad was a big Marino fan. He clearly grew up on some Favre. And if that gets your blood boiling, I appreciate playing the heel today. he grew up on some Favre, and you see it every now and again in the way that he will just take shots, stupid shots, frankly, down the field. He gets away with a lot of them, a lot of them. And he plays with the confidence of a man who has nothing to lose. He's a swashbuckler. You can't take it out of him. It was just a question on if he could get healthy enough with his turf toe to be able to actually drive the ball down the field. But he is healthy enough to do that now. And obviously they won't be playing in sub-zero temperatures because they're in Santa Clara, California. It'll still probably be nasty and rainy and disgusting, but you know, it's not Chicago in 12 degrees Fahrenheit. So a bonus for the toe. And I do think that the Bears are going to get opportunities. Now, they'll have to take advantage because there won't be many. I mean, there's going to be one or two where Brock Purdy is going to throw them the ball directly. And if they, you know, they have taken advantage all year going through the tape, but if they don't, and who knows if they will, right? If they don't, then Brock is going to put touchdowns on the board. He is humming. He is humming right now. And while I appreciate the rivalry and all that, like Jordan Love has all these great statistics. Jordan Love ain't that guy. Malik Willis ain't that guy. I don't think the Bears have faced a quarterback like Brock Purdy in a minute now. And it's going to be an interesting test for a defense that you're right. Like the one thing they do is they take away the ball. If they don't take away the ball, it could get pretty ugly pretty quick. I guess the bonus part of this is the 49ers defense is just as bad.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, and we can go there too. And you know, as clutch as Caleb Williams has been, he also needs to just start faster, right? He just it's yep. Almost like he warms to the game. And if he warmed to this game, even Phillip Rivers, who drove him down the field, he went to the sideline once, and I think he came back down, and they were down a touchdown, and then the next, you know, felt like they were down two touchdowns, right, and three touchdowns, and the game was out of reach by the second quarter. So the Bears, I know it's an oversimplification, but the Bears may have to rush for about 200 yards just to keep that 49ers offense off the field, right?
It's a good policy. If you can do it, I recommend it. I've seen enough playoff football with a team that prefers to run the ball in the 49ers to understand that, you know, people poo-poo, you know, time of possession and stuff. But, you know, the 49ers stole a game against one of the better teams in the NFL and the Rams with basically nothing more than Mac Jones and Kendrick Bourne and an offensive line that couldn't get any push. But in week 5, Thursday Night Football, I'm not sure if everyone has Prime, but if they watched it, they would have seen the Niners kind of get their butts kicked and then somehow win because they just controlled the ball for the entire first half. They scored on their first 2-3 drives and the Rams didn't show up ready to play. And by the time they figured it all out, it was too late to get over the top. They go to overtime. The Niners make a play on defense, which is about all they're good for these days. And that was when Fred Warner was in. And that was the ball game. That was a huge steal of a win, and it holds up. And it's a reason, amongst so many others, that the Niners are still in a position for the one seed. But this game has all the markings of a Big 12 shootout. I mean, I think that Brock Purdy and Caleb Williams are going to feel like they're back at Oklahoma and Iowa State in this contest because again, both offenses have the ability to do whatever they want if they come correct. And given where we're at in this season and what's on the line here for both teams, I'd like to give them the benefit of the doubt and say they're going to come correct.
Guests, join us on the Circus Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today. He is Dieter Kurtenbach of the San Jose Mercury News with us on 6-7 The Score. Dieter, is this the battle for a head coach of the year? And who deserves it more?
Well, I will say that both coaches are doing an exceptional job. These East Coast bias blankers are going to give it to Mike Vrabel because he inherited the worst situation. Well, okay, let me ask you this, Jensen.
Yeah.
Do you think that Kevin Stefanski is a better coach than Andy Reid?
I do not.
No. Why is Kevin Stefanski won Coach of the Year twice and Andy Reid's only won it once in his illustrious career?
You know what? I just heard that. 2002 was the last time Andy Reid won it. It's obviously a recency bias award.
It's just which team did we think was going to suck more going into the year and which team overachieved? By the way, I seem to remember a lot of people preseason saying, I think the Patriots are going to be good. Now, they didn't think they'd be this good, and I would argue that they're not actually that good. They just have a good record against a fourth-place schedule, which, by the way, I think both teams here can appreciate. You know,
yes.
The schedule's been helpful.
Right.
But it's kind of laughable. I think Liam Cohen deserves an argument. I'm going to give you the all-time trope. We can all roll our eyes together as I say this. Coach of the Year is a stupid award. I prefer the Lombardi Trophy and
okay.
Few eye rolls.
Yeah, all right, I'm with you there. Although I think whoever wins this game, and I, you know, Kyle Shanahan, Kyle's
big
kind
narrative
of
boost. Yeah.
Kyle's kind of like the forgotten man a little bit, like Andy Reid. You know, it's like the number of years LeBron didn't win an MVP. It's like we're tired of seeing your excellence. Give me something else. Although, you know, the Bears have had one winning season in the previous 12 years. They lost 10 in a row last year, and they'd averaged 5 wins over the last 3. Like, that's a pretty good case to be made.
It's a great argument. You can't actually put any stink on any of their arguments. Like, again, with Vrabel, I can't put any stink on it. Like, they might be the one seed in Sean Payton deserves love for this. Like, get this, if you have a good team, you probably have a pretty good coach. And when we get now, we're down to brass tacks, right? Like, there's playoff seeding on the line. These are two playoff teams. They don't want to play each other again. They're looking for, you know, the highest possible seeding, perhaps even a bye. And it comes down, it comes down to head coach and quarterback at this time of year.
Yep.
And the fact that we're talking about Ben Johnson, who, you know, having seen him with Detroit, and you got obviously everyone in Chicago saw him twice a year with Detroit, like, he's so damn good. And the way that he's been able to invigorate the entire operation, it's very reminiscent of Kyle. But I just to defend Kyle Shanahan here for a second, not that I carry water or anything, but like, again, as I said off the top, like, everything that could have gone wrong for the 49ers has gone wrong for the 49ers. We haven't even mentioned the weirdness that is the Brandon Ayuk situation that they've had just sort of looming around them. And it's not a toxic environment. In fact, it's a very positive one. And they never let their hands off the rope, go through all your random tropes on what it is, you know, togetherness. They have just this belief that Kyle is going to figure out a way for this to work. And he has a great staff, unquestionably, and he has a great quarterback, but they should not be in the position that they're in. So I can't say, if you want to vote for Ben Johnson, vote for Ben Johnson. That's a great vote. You want to vote for Mike Vrabel? Okay, like, it feels a little forced, but go ahead. You want to vote for Liam Cohen or Sean Payton, or go down the line. If you have a good team, you can vote for it. But like, this is as good of a coaching job as Kyle Shanahan has done in his now 9th season with the 49ers. And that included some pretty damn good coaching jobs. So he has to be in the conversation. And he probably won't win it, and probably Ben won't win it, because, you know, most people are going to find out what the seeding is right before the playoffs start, who vote on this thing. And then they'll just say, oh, which team is closest to me? I'll vote for them.
Dieter, final one for you. We got about 60 seconds. You'll know why I'm asking this question. Any fallout for the San Francisco 49ers being in Santa Clara County with, obviously, the Bears considering Arlington Heights or Northwest Indiana?
I'll say this. As a born and raised Chicagoan, I hate the concept of the Bears moving out of the city of Chicago. There's a lot of San Franciscans who hate the concept of it, but football is so big that it really has very little to do with the city itself. It is all very regional. And while Northwest Indiana would not feel good, Arlington Heights is acceptable. It's going to be a haul, but if you know, it's going to be easier to tailgate. That's for That's for sure. I don't know if they'll end up building anything, but yeah, this is all the Foxboroughization of it. And the East Rutherford, whatever the hell they call MetLife Stadium, wherever that is in New Jersey. I mean, right. If it's close enough that you can drive there within an hour, it ain't too bad. But it is some nonsense. And I wish they would just pick a spot and start building, right?
You know, Dieter, as a Chicagoan, you know what it feels like here. And so I'm like, listen, if they're going to have a great offense, you got to be in a dome. And then Caleb Williams goes out there against the Cleveland Browns and just slings it in like negative 10 degrees temps. I'm like, I like being outside. Let's just stay outside.
I personally don't like it. I don't like being outside. I mean, this is my hottest take. I think all NFL games should be played in the dome. There's too much money being gambled. There's too much on the line. Let the college kids have all this atmosphere and terrible weather. Play all these games in a dome. But if Caleb does have, and he clearly does, have the arm talent to cut through it, I mean, there's a reason they didn't put a dome on top of the new stadium in Buffalo. It's because they got Josh Allen, and they feel like that's a competitive advantage. I wonder what happens at the end of their eras, because theoretically the stadiums will still be standing. But, you want to pay a lot of money for this new stadium. I think you'd want to be comfortable. But, yeah, it's just one man's opinion. And, listen, I think Caleb's going to actually have to use that arm strength that he's shown in next to the lake in Santa Clara, because as much as people think, California, sunny, and it's like 45 degrees and raining most of the days here. So it's not going to be terribly fun for anybody, though a lot better than if this game was played in Chicago.
Dieter, you saved your worst take for last. Thanks for doing that. And this should be a phenomenal game on Sunday night. Can't thank you enough. Thanks for breaking it down, Dieter.
Anytime, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, good stuff. Dieter Kurtenbach, San Jose Mercury News. He is sharp. He gave us some really good insight.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.